What's up, Michigan? It is hour number three on a Tuesday broadcast on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show, 19 stations strong. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. There you can also listen to the free stream weekdays at 3. And on the iHeart app, search The Huge Show, and you can listen anywhere in the world where you get mobile service. Superfly Hayes has put together another great hour. John Beilein, former head coach at Michigan, former NBA head coach in Cleveland, Pistons senior assistant at one time. He joins us every Tuesday during the 5 p.m. hour through the NBA Finals, talking hoops, presented by Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting CPA and business firms. Josh Garvey is a managing shareholder of their Grand Rapids office. They are based in Troy, the worldwide headquarters there in Troy on the east side of the state. And I want to welcome in Coach Beilein. How you doing, Coach?
Good. Good, Bill.
And also we have Josh Garvey, managing shareholder of Dorn Mayhew's GR office. What's up, JG?
I'm doing well. Doing real well.
Hey, we'll get to the NBA playoffs in a moment. But John, what Dusty May has done, hitting the ground running for Michigan, whether it's recruits, whether it's a transfer portal, it's going to fraternities and talking about being a part of the fan base at Chrysler Center. It's phenomenal to watch from a distance what Dusty May has done since taking over the Michigan basketball program.
Yeah, he is a worker. He hits the ground running every single day. He's prepared and just really understands that this is something that you have to be relentless at or you will not survive. So I'm not surprised at all when we talk with him about in the interviewing process about what his ideas are with how he had been involved in the community, on campus, recruiting, the portal, the whole thing. Every question I asked him, he answered it exactly how I wanted him to answer it. And so he's working really hard to put a roster together, and you got to get them here first, and then just make sure they're all both have talent to be great teammates and be talented enough to win in the Big Ten. But that's down the road. You got to get them here first right now.
You know, Chris Ballas of TheWolverine.com told me yesterday that another thing May did is that he got on the Michigan jet and he went and met with the biggest boosters all across the country and said they needed a deeper NIL money pool in terms of the transfer portal and recruits. He doubled the money, and you're looking at all these big names coming from Auburn and Alabama and Ivy League, and they're rolling in to play for Dusty. Yeah, I get money is part of it, but there must be something. And you talk about what you witnessed in the interview with Ward Manuel before May was hired. What is it that really draws people to Dusty May?
Well, I just think they know how this guy's got to be a winner because the way he works at everything he does, the way he follows through on everything, just is an amazing at getting and putting a staff together that has a similar work habits, and all of a sudden you can accomplish some great things. So he and I text frequently back and forth. I'm here to answer any questions that he has in any different areas, and I just I'm really happy to see the progress that he's making, and he's got a long, long way to go. He only has a roster of five or six right now, I believe. There's still a long way to go to complete this thing. And then again, get him here and start the process. So, but there's that, once you get to talk with him, Bill, and you get to know him, and I'm sure he'll be on the huge network, that you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about.
Josh Garvey, John Beilein, the other voice with this Talking Hoops. We do it every Tuesday during the 5 p.m. hour, presented by one of the world's top accounting CPA and business firms, Dorn Mayhew. Troy is their worldwide headquarters. Josh Garvey heads up the Grand Rapids team here on the west side of the state. Josh, from a distance, watching what Dusty May has done since he took over for Juwan Howard, what has impressed you the most?
Yeah, I think his ability to get in there, Bill, and take some recruits out of the pool. Like you mentioned, some big names coming in, and it seems like you turn on the SportsCenter app on your phone and his name is there. The ability to go and create some more funds for the NIL, for the school, it just seems like he's all in. And from a distance, it seems like a guy that works really hard and has a high basketball IQ. And I think he has a way in building those relationships really well. So I'm impressed. I didn't expect this. I thought it would take him a few years to maybe create some noise, and it seems like he's doing it in a few weeks. So very impressive start for Dusty May.
Out of the box, hit the ground running, going to people, signing recruits, talking to the media, high basketball IQ. I think that reminds me when I remembered John Beilein taking over the Michigan basketball program. Ballas also talked about it on air yesterday, John, that you'd bring a lunch to work because your schedule was so full and you would map out each and every day when you took over.
Yeah, I don't think I was 12 years at Michigan, I think I went to lunch 12 times. But Kathleen got making a nice turkey and cheese sandwich every single day with maybe a bowl of soup, and that's just keep on working. Just keep on working all the way through everything, because you can't waste those hours. So it is you like that lunch pail type of idea that I think that Dusty has right now, and it's important at this time. You do not have time for anything else but putting this roster together. It's like when you have three days to go before your first game. You're still trying to put everything in to make sure you're ready for that first game. Well, as this transfer portal is open and he is he's working through some things, you only have one time to make a great first impression. And he's certainly doing that wherever he's going.
Coach, the drive to win, I believe it's part of your DNA, whether you're a coach or a player. I think it's tough to teach somebody that. You can motivate them and get it out of them, but the drive to win, when it's in the heart and soul and head of a coach or a player, that's usually when good things happen.
Yeah, I think it's two things: drive to win and the hatred of losing. It's an extremely positive thing to have when you're not comfortable with doing anything but being your best all the time. It certainly makes it very difficult in your life, and the stress probably eventually forced me out of it. But it leads to a lot of success when you're driven to win through whatever it is, the happiness of winning or the fear of losing. But it's an amazing thing. Like I said, when I started coaching basketball, huge. I remember when I was teaching school, and I was teaching five different preps, Monday through Wednesday. I remember it was like go to the teachers, the faculty lounge, and it was, okay, it's Tuesday, oh, it's Wednesday, it's over, it's hump day, it's Thursday, it's thank God it's Friday. When I began coaching, I didn't know the days of the week. It was just every day I was the happiest guy in the world just to go to work. And you didn't even know what day it was. And that's exactly the mindset you got to have right now. Make hay while the sun shines, right? You just you gotta get it done, get that hay in the barn so that the horses can eat. How's that for a good old farm boy talking there, huh?
That's a beautiful speech. I have tears rolling down my cheeks right now, Coach. Thank you. I feel like we're going to have to write a book off of all these talking hoops interviews on the Huge Show each and every Tuesday. John Beilein's voice, you recognize, former coach at Michigan in the NBA with the Cavs, worked with the Pistons. He's been a coach all his adult life, pretty much. Puts his family first. He loves the game of basketball. Josh Garvey, also former basketball player back in the day on the west side along the lake shore on Michigan's west coast. And also Josh has that passion for hoops, goes through his children. He now is heading up Dorn Mayhew's Grand Rapids office. And Josh, the drive to win, looking at Dusty May from a distance. And you said something that stuck out to me that I wanted to hit on before we move on to the NBA playoffs. I thought this would be a 2-3 year process, and I'm looking at the talent he's putting together via recruits and also transfer portal players from pretty darn big programs who have been successful at the D1 level. I'm looking at the Big Ten, what teams are losing. And I really think that Dusty May has the opportunity, if he can bring the culture together and get the guys to play together as a team, they could be a Big Ten contender in year one.
Oh, I don't disagree. And he's clearly a high relationship kind of a guy, because the ability to go in there and do that, it's hard. That's a hard – this game is different now. It's became a business, and it's difficult. And I'm impressed. I said that earlier on our call. I'm very impressed with his ability to do that in short order.
So, John, what is it about now? You get all the talent in the room, and you've been at all levels, and you've recruited, you've signed. It could be pros. You sign, you get offer sheets, free agency, draft, whatever. You know, high school, it's the tryouts. College, it's recruiting. When you know you have a room full of talent, what is your biggest challenge to get them to play together as a team?
And that's way down the road now, Hughes, from where we're talking with Dusty. But I will say that is it doesn't begin. It begins when you recruit them, that you try to get young men or women who are good teammates before you get them. Because if they're not good teammates before you get them, they're not probably going to change. So there's a value. That's part of the evaluation process, to get the right guys on the bus that will buy easily into family and teamwork and a great culture. And once you get those guys there, then it's an everyday educational thing, because they're getting hit on the backside between media coverage and just about the opposite. You know, they scored 8 points. Why didn't you score 12? Or why didn't you play more? Everybody wants more. And you got to be beating that up every day in your film sessions and your discussions about how important culture and teamwork is. And that's how you get them together. But it's hard to do it if you don't get the right people on the bus first.
Yeah, interesting, John. You said if the player you're bringing in isn't a good teammate, they probably won't change, and I totally agree with that. Josh Garvey, John Beilein, talking hoops. We do it each and every Tuesday, presented by Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting, CPA, and business firms. World headquarters in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state. Josh Garvey heads up the Grand Rapids office for Dorn Mayhew, downtown by the S-curve. I want to get your thoughts, guys, on the NBA playoffs so far. Nuggets got a dagger from Murray to extend their lead to 2-0 in their series against the Lakers. I like how the Knicks are looking against the 76ers, and the Cavs look resurgent in the playoffs. Some of the interesting observations from Monday's games. Josh, who do you like so far? Who surprised you? Dame was fantastic with G out. The Bucks, the Eastern Conference. I do love NBA playoff basketball. I think the regular season is a snooze fest, but man, every playoff game has a different feel. Who's impressed you early?
Josh, last night was exciting in NBA, and probably some of the most fun basketball at the NBA level I've watched in a while. I don't think anybody has really surprised me. Maybe Cleveland. I mean, they've got the talent there. They're playing really, really good right now, and they are going to make a run in the East. I think they're probably the only team, when you ask me that question, who surprises me and who's impressed me the most right now is probably Cleveland as well. They're just playing together, and they're playing good basketball, and the crowd, the hype in the crowd there was really fun to watch too. So, yeah, really, the Cavaliers to me have been the most fun and exciting to watch so far through the first couple games.
You know, I've kept my eye, Coach Beilein, on the T-Wolves, and I watch the Suns, and I look at Durant, Beal, and Booker, and they get beat by 25 by the T-Wolves in game one. And it's not just that playoff game. I've watched this team underachieve this year. And, you know, again, you've been at the NBA level, college, high school, all levels. John, when you have three guys who want the basketball, how are you able to pull that off as a coach and as a team and win games? And I think we're seeing it right now with the Suns.
Well, I think you're underrating Minnesota right now, because it's one game, it's in Minnesota, and they are an extremely talented team too, with a little younger legs on all those guys as well. I mean, Anthony Edwards is good as anybody in the NBA right now. So they've gone in, they won game. I'll judge them more after we go to Phoenix and see where that is. But it is difficult. But I think, obviously knowing Devin, who I've known for a long time, and the coaching staff at Phoenix, and Bradley Beal is has been told to me, is a great teammate. They're going to figure this thing out and just give it their best, but they're not. What's a 3-6 game? I mean, Phoenix finished sixth, and in the West, so that's not as surprising. Really, it's gone. The playoffs have gone just through a couple of games now, small set, but exactly how you would think it. The home teams are winning. I don't think we have a road win yet, actually, but it's just started. But I think the one flag that came to me is that how tough the Lakers played in Denver. And if the Lakers can go back and win the two games in L.A., they just need to steal one in Denver. And they almost stole one already. And that could be the biggest upset going forward, because LeBron, he doesn't want his career to end, whether it's now or next year or next year. He certainly doesn't want it to end right with a loss. So let's wait. Next Tuesday it'll be much more interesting to say where we are, because teams would have flip-flop home advantage, including the Magic and the Cavaliers, and you know the Knicks got to go to Philly. You know that's a big one. And then I love Milwaukee's defense the other day against Indiana. It was incredible. You'll see that too, guys. The scoring's down right now, and it's only because the defense is up. Everybody knows their backs to the wall, and everybody's guarding each other.
Yeah, it's interesting, too. You can see Dame has had trouble adjusting with G on the floor at the same time. And when he wasn't in, he had 35, I think, in the first half in that game one. I do love NBA playoff basketball. I can't stand the regular season. And also, you know, I look at NBA playoff basketball, and now I look at the Pistons, and I'm thinking, okay, how long before we're going to see the Pistons in a playoff game? Josh, what would be your answer to that question?
You know, I think probably about 3 years. I think the core guys in Detroit are very young. We've talked about them on the show before, but they're skilled. They've got talent there. They've got the right coach. Interesting hire with the head of basketball coming. We'll see who that is. But I think it's probably 3 years, Huge.
3 years. Coach Beilein, final answer to our final question before we say goodbye in another edition of Talkin' Hoops. Here on the Huge Show across Michigan. How many more years, your projection, before we're able to sit here and talk about the Pistons back in NBA playoff action?
I may have said this last week, Huge, but I sat there in the stands at the beginning of April in those last cleanup games and watching the Pistons play Oklahoma City, Indiana, and Orlando. And all of us were trying to get we didn't know who was going to finish in last place among all those teams. And in 2 years, Orlando, Oklahoma City, and Indiana is now in the playoffs. So why not us? Why can't we be there in 2 years as well? Because we are not starting over because of the talent of Dern and Ivy and Cade Cunningham. And Thompson, there's good young legs there. Get some more experience, get a good draft choices. But just like Josh said, hiring this new president is going to be huge. And then form this team and this culture in the right, in his vision. And a lot of changes have to be made to get that done. But that's going to be exciting to watch.
Coach Beilein, it's always exciting to listen to you talk hoops. Every week, 5 p.m. hour through the NBA Finals here on the Huge Show across Michigan. It's presented by Dorn Mayhew, one of the world's top accounting CPA and business firms, world headquarters in Troy, Michigan, on the east side of the state. Josh Garvey is a managing shareholder and heads up the Grand Rapids office for Dorn Mayhew. Fellas, good stuff today, Coach. We'll talk next week.
Thanks. Look forward to it. See you, Josh.
All right. There's John Beilein and Josh Garvey. Thank you so much. Looking forward to another edition of Talkin' Hoops in 7 days.
Thanks, guys.